The following is a Stick Boy We Talk production.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
I am the man.
If you're the man, what the rock is talking. Woo! The best there is.
What it is, welcome to the One Fall Podcast, Joshua and William Everything, with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
Hi.
Hey, so Conor McGregor is back in the news again for many reasons. Let's start with the less serious news before we get to the much, much more serious news of a story that we were going to talk about and then seemed to have blown over and we decided to leave it alone. But let's talk about retirement number two.
I remember when you called me when Conor retired the first time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy crap, this is massive. Like, this mm-hmm. is big. And wasn't it right around Mania time that he retired?
It was, yeah.
History repeats itself.
Yeah. So, Conor's tweet. Hey, guys. Quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial art today. I wish all my colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venue already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas. And he retweeted somebody that like sent a picture of him with a fan with a shirt on today, about 4 hours ago, saying, "Cheers to the toughest Irishman I know. Happy retirement. Enjoy life, my friend." First of all, he was on Jimmy Fallon before this. Surprised he didn't do anything on Jimmy Fallon with that. I think, for lack of a better term, we think this retirement is bullshit because, more or less, it's actually funny, Joel, because even Dave Meltzer was reporting, yeah, I think he's going to be fighting in June. He didn't even talk about him in consideration of the retirement. This has a lot to do with the UFC's deal with ESPN.
Oh, does it?
Yes. So Conor was getting certain cuts of pay-per-views, right?
Yeah.
So him and Khabib did 2.5 million. Yeah, ESPN Plus doesn't even have that many subscribers.
Jeez.
And he wanted a certain amount of percentage. Dana won't budge on that. And the next fight was supposed to be against Cowboy Cerrone, it seems like. And he didn't get the percentage that he wanted. Therefore, he's playing hardball with Dana. And that is why we are in the position right now where he is retired.
As you can tell by our voices, we are so distraught, and this is such big, earth-shattering news. Is it not, Josh?
Well, I had a talk with a friend. I'm like, what retirement is more nonsense this week, Gronk's or Conor's?
It's Conor's. And
it's Conor's. Gronk is probably going to be back by week eight, but I think there's a bunch of fake retirements. Nikki Bella's one, I think, is a smart one, but she'll be back again. Gronk will probably be back again, and Conor will definitely be back again.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, and the serious side to all this is, yes, Conor's retiring, and apparently his whiskey business is doing well, but there are rumors and rumblings from Ireland that he's, I believe it made stories that he's being investigated for sexual assault.
Had this story a while ago.
We had this back in December. I had done some digging through a few spots, and I'd come across some reports from people in Ireland, and I just, no one else, there's no other major outlets that picked up on it, so I didn't mm-hmm. know if it was just gossip or what, so we kind of stayed pat, and then this story rears its ugly head again, and I mean, listen, there's innocent until proven guilty, but if this is the case, then I wonder if this plays a factor in all this.
Well, they his lawyers or his representations have came up that it's a coincidence when this news had broken. And also, we can't stress enough that it's alleged. He's not been convicted of anything.
No.
This is alleged sexual assault. So he has not been convicted of anything, charged with anything. I want to put the antithesis on that right now. He has not been charged. He is simply, not simply, but he's been accused.
Yeah. So, oh man, like, there was a point where I enjoyed Conor McGregor, and then I don't know where it was, but there's at some point where it just...
It was the bus. It was the bus.
Yeah, it would be the bus. It would be the bus. That would... I think even before, there's a little bit of waning with him, and then the bus put it over the edge, and now... It's funny, because that was just
about a year ago.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, man. It's unfortunate that, it's not unfortunate, but this is really stupid that this is all happening.
You just kind of get past the point of really caring anymore. I mean, what was it, 2 weeks ago we had the cell phone thing? And it's just aggravating. This guy really, I mean, there was the argument today too. Like if somehow he got out of this deal with the UFC, I still think someone like a DAZN would pick him up and try to get a fight deal with him. Not just like boxing, well, they could, but I think it's Canelo right now has like a 12 fight deal with DAZN. And that's something that obviously Conor could do, whether it be mixed martial arts or it be boxing, which, by the way, too, he does have a contract that he has to still honor to the UFC. So this isn't a simple thing of him going like, I'm going to retire and I'm going to go box or even go to WWE. He has a certain amount of fight deal with the UFC. I tried to find the number of fights left in that deal. I could not find out, but he has a certain amount of fights left in that deal and he cannot move anywhere as far as a combat-based situation until that fight, all those fights have been reached with Dana and the UFC, or unless the UFC lets him out of that contract, which I just don't see happening, especially for WWE. And it's a situation where Cain Velasquez teased some stuff with AAA this week with Psycho Clown and with Pentagon, and teased maybe doing a match at Triple Mania in August. And the UFC is not clearing him of doing any of this right now because Cain still has certain matches. He, messed around with the PC and everything like that. But coming to Triple Mania, he has to get a clearance from Dana to do a match, which I don't think he's going to do. And that's why now there's talks of Cain for Triple Mania being a referee. And so going to Conor's side, they're not going to let him go anywhere. The Floyd match was only allowed because Dana and the UFC allowed it. So unless he just wants to do movies, which I don't really see, he hasn't showed any interest in that avenue, I don't know where he's going to go forward.
Yeah, I just think that there's zero reason to buy into any of this.
Yeah, like, I think it's a negotiation tactic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's kind of where that all stands, Joel. It's obviously a negotiation tactic, and we kind of figured it's kind of funny in some ways when the WWE Network did their deal, one of those people that secretly we found out later a reason for their exodus from the company was Punk, because he didn't like the cuts that the boys were getting. Obviously, he had other reasons too, right? But he didn't like that cut from the network. And now you have Conor, not obviously being the top star in the company, really not liking the breakdown that this ESPN pay-per-view deal is going to lead to.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. As we get into these streaming services and it gets cheaper for consumers, it impacts these guys. And combat fighters are, you're taking your life in your hand. Every time you step into that ring, you're risking permanent brain damage. So you should absolutely expect good paydays. And if suddenly things are being scaled back, I know that there was a point in the UFC where it just, I don't think people were being paid fairly or enough for what they were putting their bodies through. And I think they kind of worked on that and they got better. But if they've taken a step back, then I don't blame Conor for walking away from it.
No, I absolutely don't blame him. I don't think he is going to walk away.
No, no.
Connor will be fighting this year. I would actually put heavy money onto it. Like, to be honest, like, if you were to ask me right now the three retirements that happened this week, and I told you, Joel, what's more likely to happen in the next year? Nikki Bella has a match, Gronkowski goes on the football field again, and Connor, what would you rank those?
Oh, God, I'd put Bella last, Gronk second, and Connor first.
I would do the same. Bella only because she actually has serious neck injury problems.
Yeah.
Gronk obviously is in pain. We'll talk a little bit of Gronk at the end. And then Connor is just a drama king. Who would have thought out of all those, the biggest diva out of all those with the situation in the category I gave you with Nikki Bella would be Connor.
I know. It's not the bad. It's not good. And that's the guy that's supposed to be your quote-unquote big megastar. That's not good for your company. That's not.
In a way, Cain Velasquez has handled things much better for what he's trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say really quick on that Cain Velasquez situation. Triple Mania may be the right area for him to go to. I don't see, you and I kind of talked about it a little bit with WWE, is he doesn't have much personality, so I don't see how wrestling is going to be a great avenue for him on the microphone. Inside the ring, we'll see what happens, but on the microphone, Velasquez never has really shown much personality.
He could just be Brock Lesnar, just pair him up with Heyman. He could be the Brock Lesnar replacement. We don't even need to know that Brock's gone.
Well, I mean, Triple Mania is normally really bad. With AEW to it now, maybe it'll be good, but, I mean, Psycho Clown versus Cain Velasquez, take my money.
Yeah, oh, God. 60, 80 bucks, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Last thing on the ESPN streaming services as well is, so Meltzer had reported it has about 2.2 subscribers right now, and like I said, Khabib and Conor, I think, did 2.5. Also, it's not cheaper. They've made it seem like it's cheaper. They've said, oh, it's that we've lowered the prices by $5 because it's $59 now for pay-per-view. Joel, guess how much it costs to subscribe to ESPN Plus? An extra $5. So you're not paying cheaper. You're paying the exact same amount. You're paying the $5 for the ESPN subscription, and then you're paying $60 for the pay-per-view. So it still equals out to $65. But they have this thing like, you're paying $5 less. $5 less. Yeah, so...
Well, I mean, you could hypothetically make the argument that they are paying $5 less because you are still getting ESPN Plus with those $5, plus sure. The right to getting. So if you're a big sports guy, then that, yeah, you are kind of saving $5, but that...
I haven't seen, from what I can gauge from American friends, there's not a lot on ESPN Plus. There's like the Kobe breakdown show. There's the Peyton breakdown show. I think there was a Duke reality series in the 30 for 30s. So for the 30 for 30s, it seems worth it.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Let's keep those yeeshes coming. And let's talk about SmackDown.
Yeesh.
So we came into SmackDown and we reported last week, as it was reported after the show, that there was going to be a fatal four-way to determine who the women's champion was going to be between Carmella, Naomi, and Sonya, and Mandy. And we were like, okay, cool. Who's going to get this chance to go against Asuka? And nobody's going to, because Asuka's not the champion anymore, and Charlotte Flair is now an 8-time champion.
Halfway to her daddy's record.
Yep.
You know, it was a good match. I feel so bad for Asuka. I honestly feel that with the way things have gone for Nock, Asuka, and Hideo, if you're from Japan and you're looking, you're like, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I honestly wonder if Kushida is going to be at NXT. Like, I honestly do wonder if we see Kushida next.
Because there's been nothing on him.
Like, do you put the odds now under 50% we see Kushida now?
No, I'd say probably still over 50, but it makes me
wonder. Is there an AEW chance now, maybe? Maybe he's an AEW surprise now? It makes me at least rethink it, because they've sent a lot of guys to the PC, and I know that's the way it's been, but, I mean, if you're Kushida, and I love Kushida, but if Asuka and Nakamura and Kenta can't make it, why would Kushida?
Yeah, yeah.
And two of those guys were treated like gods in NXT, and one was doing really good before injuries.
just I guess you need to really pump up the tires of what's that thing called, of the main event, but also you just now have a title that's a prop.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you've got. And part of the reason you have this prop is because you haven't built up Charlotte at all, because Charlotte really has no place in this feud. It all comes down to Ronda and Becky, but you had to try to force Charlotte into it when Charlotte easily could have feuded with Asuka and would have been perfectly fine program. You would have had two strong women programs heading into Mania. Now you have sort of one strong one. It's really weird. On social media, it's really strong. In ring, it's not the best. I feel bad for Asuka because this is missing out on Mania. And essentially being stuck with the battle royale, which is on the pre-show.
There's only two women's matches now, and one is like not really a match, it's on the pre-show.
Yeah, I don't know. This just again shows the frustration of the choices and the booking and the way they do it.
And obviously people were I should explain too, kind of a personal story with Joel and I is I wasn't watching SmackDown live. I was going to just watch the PVR and watch it afterwards. And I get a text from Joel saying, like, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck. And I'm like, okay, what the hell's going on? And I'm like, oh, I can't really watch live right now. And he's like, no, you got to watch live. I'm like, okay. And go to watch live. And, yeah. That turned out to be something very interesting. It turned out to be seeing Charlotte with the belt. And I kind of thought, like, I was getting punked when I saw it. Like, what the hell? This doesn't make any sense. In a grand scheme of things, I do get it. As far as if I'm looking at it from their side to a degree, I do get it to a degree, right? You need to cut a match. You're adding to the match for someone like Charlotte that's needed a little bit extra. She was the third woman in this match, and she wasn't getting as much attention. It was all Asuka and Ronda. So now you put a highlight onto Charlotte. So I get that as far as a booking situation. It's not a terrible idea. And this was an added curveball. And like you were telling me off air, Joel, like this SmackDown was kind of kept in the dark for everything that happened. Charlotte was done pretty dirty on ESPN when they said daughter of Ric Flair.
Like, yeah, such a stupid, like,
She is more than that. Like I know at times we kind of shit on Charlotte and stuff like that at times because we're more Becky fans and whatnot. But I mean, well, Joel doesn't. She was Joel's 2018 Wrestler of the Year, and I believe she was Mo's as well. I was the only one to pick Becky, and I was close to picking Charlotte too because Charlotte arguably is the best performer in the entire company. She's tremendous. So giving her this title takes it to the next level. We don't know what the deal with the titles are, if they're going to be both be defended or if it's just the Raw title and then Charlotte stays in SmackDown. I do get it to a point, but it's not even – I don't really care about what the title is. The title makes more sense to be in the main event and showcased than to be in a pre-show match with Asuka. But you're a company that's talking about how awesome the women are, and we have women in the pre-show. But if you're someone that's going to be watching WrestleMania and you're going to be like, so the women are in the pre-show, are in the main event, where else are the women? Oh, well, they have one other match. One other match. It's like, oh, I guess they have two. They have the tag titles as well.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, they should have four matches on here. They should have the Asuka match, the main event, the Rumble, and the tag. There should have been four women's matches on this show. So I do feel like we're getting robbed in here. Do I really need to see the Raw tag titles? You should just leave Revival and Ricochet and Black off here, even put them in the Battle Royal, and then on the Monday night after WrestleMania, that's the match, because then that crowd is going to go crazy for that match.
You almost have to space it out where you have to put some of those matches on Monday.
Yes.
And just pay them like it's Mania. You're going to get a really good reaction. You're going to help get guys over. I think that's one of the things that helped Enzo and Cass get over, among other things, was that Mania crowd.
Yeah, I would agree. And if you have like a little pre-show match or in the middle of the card of the Revival and Ricochet and Black, that match is not going to do half as good as it's going to do on the Monday when you give them like 20 minutes. And yeah, we keep on hearing about how Gable and Rude are tearing it down with the Revival. Even that, just give them that match on the Monday, because there's this year, the Monday after Raw is a much different show, I feel like. And I mean, I think you kind of dodged a bullet in a weird way by not going.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine anyone's getting called up from NXT.
Just they call up Undisputed. Can't imagine.
They could. I just can't imagine. I realistically, I think the only big debut or exciting news is going to either be like Cena saying I'm back for a while, which I don't think, or Sammy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see any big NXT guy coming up at this point. Maybe use EC3 more. I don't know.
But yeah, you have a lot of options, but you just, I don't know, you just refuse to go down certain wells. And it's, as the podcast that I did with Douglas Winnipeg, it's wrestling atrophy. The rigor mortis is setting in, and it's going back to stiff corpse. And it's like, do something, move, try something. But no, just laying there and just staying with same old, and just trying to, I don't know. You'd think this Mania would be important because you'd want to show Fox you mean business. But if I'm Fox and I'm looking at everything that's happened, I'm like, I don't know about you guys. You guys, like, some numbers are looking all right, but...
Joel, the Raw rating from Monday dropped 25% from last year.
You should be nervous. You should be nervous.
And, I mean, it's safe to say, like, just from what I've seen from both these Raws and SmackDown, as a wrestling fan, you get extra excited at this time of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, this is the year where the Raws and the SmackDowns are can't miss, and oh my God, I'm so excited for WrestleMania. And, you know, there's a few blunders here and there, always, or like one or two matches, like, oh, I wish that was a little bit better. Have I ever complained about the length of Raw? Do you, Joel? Ever?
All the time.
But realistically, I don't. I don't complain about the length of Raw. I'm like, whatever. This Raw felt like the longest Raw I've ever watched. It just dragged and dragged. And I watched Hunter wrestle with an envelope for 3 minutes and do Spice Girl songs after I saw an amazing BTE, which we'll get to at the end. And it just rolled on and on. And then you watch SmackDown and you're like, okay, well, cool. Like, I'm excited to see, like, where is this Asuka title going? And what are we doing with the SmackDown tag titles with the Usos? Are they facing the Hardys, or who are they facing? I want to know. And I got no answers. I was foolish enough to tell Joel, well, you know, we could probably do the WrestleMania recap preview pod on the Tuesday. He's like, yeah, we should wait for SmackDown. I'm like, eh, it'll be fine. Everything will be wrapped up. Silly Josh.
Yeah.
Everything was not wrapped up.
No.
And kind of going back full circle with this Asuka thing, you're seeing we've seen fans really mad, and I think with the lacklusterness of how everything's been, people are like, meh, whatever, it is what it is. Mania will be good. The builds have been lackluster recently, but Mania will be good. This Asuka thing really pissed people off.
Yeah, it's surprising how much it's sent people off.
And
well, not surprising, but I mean, here's the thing. You look at this and you kind of go, this is just, it's almost to the point where you're like, classic WWE. And this is one of the things, like, just as a side thing, it ties in with it. I'm like, there was a part of me, and I've told this to you over the phone, there was a part of me that really wanted the Elite to go to WWE. Really bad. Mm-hmm. I wanted Bucks, Cody, Hangman, Marty, Kenny, all to be there. And then you see stuff like this and you're like, oh yeah, no, AEW is the right call. Absolutely right call, because you don't know what you're doing half the time. You're panicking and you're making rash decisions. Like, I get not have Asuka defend the title at SmackDown, on SmackDown. You can't pidget force everyone into Mania. You can't anymore. You have such a bloated roster. You have so many titles. It should be the best of the best. This should be you showcasing the best talent. And if you're not on Mania, then that should be the motivation for next year. And if it's not the motivation for next year, then you should reconsider what...
It's like playing a team sport. If you're going for the Stanley Cup or the Super Bowl, you better be here to win a championship. So you better be there to be at WrestleMania. But in some circumstances... Like, then that's why, like, I even asked you about, like, the Revival and Ricochet and Black. Like, do Ricochet and Black need to be a Mania?
No,
they don't. They don't need to do the Revival. I'd like them to be, but they don't need to be. They'd probably be much more memorable the night after Raw for that tag match. And you know what's probably going to happen, Joel? They're going to have a rematch anyways.
Because that's usually what the night after is anyways.
They're going to have their match on Raw. On Mania, it's going to be like 5 to 10 minutes, and then we're going to get the rematch on Raw anyways.
And it'll be 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then it'll be much better.
But you're going to be like, yeah.
And so as regards with Asuka, are they just going to, I guess they're just going to make her win the Women's Battle Royal and think that that makes things better?
They said they didn't want to have Asuka in a the 17th or 18th match facing a nobody that really mattered and have that match happen. They wanted to have something more. I'm sorry, but being on the pre-show and winning that doesn't mean a whole lot. And
I would have rather seen her versus Naomi, versus Carmella, versus Lana.
And this just speaks to the lack of build that you have in your division. You're very top heavy, and your top heavy is very thin. So when you run out of options, you're like, we don't have a lot of people built up. Okay, well, we'll build them up.
And by the way, you did. You were building this Mandy and Sonya storyline, and it was actually decent. Of these two friends kind of going against each other. And I was interested. I was like, was Sonya going to pin Mandy? Or was Mandy going to pin Sonya? I thought Sonya Deville and Asuka would have been a really good match.
But they just dropped the ball with it. Because that's, again, an example of what WWE does.
Because they probably don't think that Sonya's at this level. But fans would be like, Sonya and Asuka? I'm ready to go. That's a sleeper match for me. And it's one of the things that you look with Goto... And this Jay White thing isn't working out the way he wants to, but he's pushing him and he's going to make it work. Sometimes you have to take the gamble, and they don't take the gamble enough. No. They take the gamble when it's way too overwhelming, and then they'll do it. So, yeah, the gamble for Kofi now is too much, so they're going to push Kofi because it's overwhelming for Kofi. And the Becky thing got too much for them, and they did it. Same with Brian. When it gets to a level that's ridiculous – eventually they'll do it. Eventually. Not right away. Eventually. And now with Asuka, they'll hear the heat wave from everything for the past week and they'll be like, all right, we'll give her the Battle Royal. Which, do you remember who won the Women's Battle Royal last year, Joel?
Naomi.
Yes. Yay. How much did Naomi do last year? What was the highlight of Miami's 2018?
Ooh, I don't know.
I have the answer.
What is it?
It was... This was 2019. But in the calendar year since Mania, it's probably the hotel fight with Mandy.
Ooh.
Am I wrong?
Maybe, but I can't think of anything, so.
She hasn't had a world title match.
Ooh.
So, there you go. Asuka had a really good match with Becky during this time. And again, I kind of like this feud with Sonya and Mandy they were brewing. And they just, if I were those four women, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be pissed. It's like, yeah, sorry, you're not good enough. We're going to give Charlotte the title. You don't get a Mania title match. You get to be in the Battle Royal. And how useless does that make that Battle Royal work?
Oh, yeah. It just,
look.
It just is a spot to just throw people in.
It's a battle royal that we don't even have a name for, by the way. It's just the women's battle royal. Which hasn't even been announced yet. So next week, either on Monday or SmackDown, we're like, yeah, there's a women's battle royal. Oh, cool. Thanks.
They might not announce it. It might just happen at Mania.
Yep, there you go. So, Yeah, it's disappointing. I don't know what Asuka's contract is, and you know, we got a chance to see the Kenny Omega documentary, and she's in a split second of that. And in the split second, I'm like, all right, Asuka, badass, sweet.
It's man, I'm not even gonna even go there. I'm not.
So I mean, do you see any possibility that this backlash was to the point it was, so they give the title back to her either on a house show, which I highly doubt, or back on SmackDown, and they just give Asuka the title, and they give us like Mandy and Sonya versus Asuka.
No. They're gonna stay pat, and it'll just be a prop. That'll be all it is.
That's all it is in this match. It's a prop, and it probably does a better job for the women's title, to be honest. But I mean, Charlotte's probably gonna lose it in the next month. Because they're like, okay, you got it. Now you can drop it. Then you can get to 9 championships in a little bit here.
Yeah, I think the goal is to pad her stats now.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where that's going on. It really sucks because Asuka, man, in NXT, other than Finn and Johnny, I think she's probably – where does Asuka rank all time for you as far as NXT talent? She's probably by far the most dominant.
She's up there. She's definitely up there.
Like, to me, number one is Finn. But Johnny's getting pretty close.
Yeah.
But it's just in two of those talents, the ball has been dropped with them. And Johnny definitely will. Like, it's not even a question. And Tommaso Ciampa, I don't even know if he makes it back up to there.
Oh.
So... there's that. Also on SmackDown, Kurt Angle had the match with Joe on Raw. It was fine. You know, he's very slow right now.
Yeah.
The headbutt was phenomenal. That was amazing. They're staying with the Corbin match though. And Cena has a match. I don't know where it is, but Cena has a match.
I don't know. Kurt needs to retire. That much yeah, I know mean, for sure. Like, you saw the angle slam he did to Randy, and it's just like...
it's bad.
Yeah, and you just saw how quickly and almost abruptly felt like how quickly they ended Randy and AJ and Kurt. And I think Kurt needs to stop. I think Mania needs to basically be a punch, ankle lock, Corbin taps out, 1, 2, 3. Because I do not want Kurt taking an end of days.
Yeah, I've kind of gone to the point now, I don't really care who he faces, I just want this done. And the worst part is, this is not Kurt Angle's last match. Kurt will have another match, whether it be an Impact or somewhere in the Indies. This will be his last WWE match, but Kurt will wrestle again.
Oh, God.
Like, and do you think I'm wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong.
So I've actually kind of got warmed up to the idea that, you know what, Corbin's probably the best choice for him, because he can just job Corbin out, get the victory, happy moment, let's move on, because we're not getting a 5-star classic. I mean, the match versus Rey next week, I'm very interested in.
Wait, he's facing Rey next week?
He's facing Rey on Raw, yeah. He got to pick his last set of opponents. He asked for Bryan, and that might be the only one he doesn't get.
I'm surprised they didn't give him Bryan.
I wonder if that will be next SmackDown next week. He did say the AJ match was his last SmackDown, but maybe they'll end up giving him Bryan.
No, I don't think he's going to get Bryan.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care if Corbin gets injured. Fuck him.
Yeah, at this point.
And that's why he can't go near Cena. He's too valuable to the studio.
Yeah.
The Kurt stuff, it's getting sad. He obviously still has some of the athleticism. Like, those Germans weren't bad. The headbutt was good. But he's just really slow now.
Yeah.
The speed's just not there. The speed isn't there. And it's just, it's sad.
Yes, yes. And it's time for it to be done and over with. Let's remember Kurt for his great, incredible matches. Let's not remember Kurt for the tail end here.
Exactly. So we'll see. I mean, maybe we see Cena on Monday and it's something with Kurt. I still doubt it, but maybe. So there's that. Kofi. What a busy week for the New Day. First of all, Big E cuts a great promo on Twitter before SmackDown like a few days ago. Tremendous. And then they run the gauntlet and they win. And Kofi is in the main event, well, co-main event of WrestleMania. One of the main events of WrestleMania.
There's so many main events.
There's so many, but it's not the main event because the women have been announced as the main event, which we'll get to in a second.
What was I going to say? Oh, excuse me.
So bored by this booking.
Joel's just
so sick of gauntlet matches.
I don't mind gauntlet matches. They've gone to the well too many times, but yeah. I'm happy for Kofi. I like the story they told. And just everything that the New Day has had to go through. Obviously, this was not the plan for Mania, and they've had to book on the fly for this. And they've done an all right job with it. And I'm ready to see Kofi beat Bryan.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a pretty cool moment if it does happen. I think Bryan wins for the best promo of the year, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
He called the New Day Fresh Afternoon. How many shirts of that do you think? Do you think you'll see one Fresh Afternoon t-shirt during Mania weekend?
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Yeah. Bryan had to have come up with that himself, right?
Bryan's a really creative guy, so I would bet money it's either him or with someone in the New Day.
So if there was another team, and it was Knight. What's another word for new that we could use for Knight?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Grand. Grand Knight.
Oh, God.
The Grand Knight. Fresh Afternoon's the best name ever. If I was a tag team on the Indies, I would be like, we're naming ourselves Fresh Afternoon, and we're trademarking this right fucking now.
Just cash in on it, and you throw donuts into the crowd.
Waffles.
No, yeah. It's not pancakes, yeah. Waffles.
No, it's waffles. Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah, they're much different. And then, so yeah, you just get Keith Lee and the Street Profits.
There you go.
With credit to Joel on that suggestion. I didn't come up with that. That's credit to Joel. Happy Kofi in this Vegas is kind of done. It was starting to drag out a little bit too much.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's done and we've got the match locked in and it's time to go.
The women are officially now the main event of WrestleMania.
I am shocked they announce it, but it means they're backing them 100%, and it means at midnight, 1 a.m., we will get to see who stands on top.
I think, too, I'm going to call this now. We're doing this on our preview next week, but I am going to call what the opening match is, Joel. Unless something changes, unless there's a tag match for the tag title, a ladder tag match, then I will change that. But for right now, I think the opening match is Miz and Shane.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Another big story that happened this week. I think we got everything WWE, right? Other than Hunter talking about the singing Spice Girls.
Well, there's Seth's promo.
Right. It's Seth. It's a handicap match. It's Seth and the WWE Universe versus Paul Heyman.
You mean Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, versus Paul Heyman, versus Brock Lesnar, versus everybody. Yeah. So that was interesting.
It's going to be a good match, and Brock gets his time. So I feel like Seth and Brock is going to be a good match.
I think it will be a good match, too. Heyman was really funny in that one part where he's like, I hope you win! I hope you win!
Oh, man. This has been a rough build.
It has been. Seth doesn't feel like he should for a Universal contender.
So what happens when you canalized everybody else for one guy for so long? It just... you don't have you, none of these guys feel like stars.
No, none of them do, really.
Like, Drew doesn't feel like a star. Drew feels
Roman
like,
does. Roman does.
And that's the only guy that does, and that's not good.
Is that in a case of super booking works? Is that the only way? Like, Becky, Ronda, and Roman are the only ones I can say are truly feel like stars right now. Charlotte to a degree, but probably not. Ronda does. When Ronda comes out, she still feels like a star.
Yeah.
Becky feels like it to a degree. And then Roman. Roman and Ronda for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Strowman should.
But here's the thing with all of this is, well, yeah, they all feel like stars, but everyone else around you doesn't. You look at Japan. Mm-hmm. Okada's their biggest star. Okada's their Roman. But you look around everyone else, and there's stars everywhere. And you can have big-time programs. And they've been able to figure it out. Why haven't you?
Yeah, I think that's a big problem. I think there's also a narrative in the States, too, of what a champion is and what a superstar is, right? Like, the one thing I've heard a lot when I've talked to casual fans a little bit is the characters and how much characters really matter. And I try to tell a lot of these guys that, you know, there's guys that are great characters, but the in-ring is so much better. But everyone still is so stuck on Rock and Austin here. And it's frustrating in a way because there's guys that are much better than them in the ring, but obviously the characteristic isn't there, and I don't know if you can teach it because the written promos definitely hold that part down.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems.
So Seth will have that. Dean's a cockroach. I don't know where he's advertised for the Monday. For the draft is a Shield match is advertised right now. I'm assuming that's after the show is done.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be my best guess. So he's there to at least then. I guess Dean's just in the Battle Royal.
He'll get eliminated by the SNL guys.
Yeah, by the way, I don't really care what anyone says. Kala Jost is amazing and a great heel. I don't care. I thought he was hilarious.
Oh.
Strowman should be in such a better spot, though. It's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
Strowman, you talk about stars, Strowman should be one of those guys by now.
It's crazy how you had it, and then you lost it just as quick.
Yeah, he should be a star. And Bliss, I don't know what's going on there either. At this point, I give up kind of guessing what's going on.
Yeah.
The Elias segment was actually pretty entertaining till the end. It kind of ran a little bit too much. The funny one was when he was in front of MSG and said he sold this place out. And I really wanted him to say, like, well, you know, anyone or anything can sell this place out.
Oh.
Which would have been great, but they didn't go there. I so would have gone there if I was at WWE. Just one little cheap shot at New Japan.
Well, here's the thing. Funny you mentioned that, because they're trying to squash all independent promotions from running during Mania Week.
Yeah, they're going to venues.
Someone snuck in.
The other cockroach wrestling.
Joey Janela. He
may be blind in both eyes, but he can see a way to get by the WWE.
Janela hasn't been on BTE in a little bit, has he?
I know. Just when I was starting to like the segments, we were just starting to like them.
He's been, well, he's got to recover his eyesight, and he's got.
Oh, Scarlett Bordeaux took him off, right?
I think so.
Right. So maybe he's going to TNA.
Oh well, no, he signed with AEW. So
I know, but maybe he's going to TNA secretly. So yeah, that was interesting. It's wrestling. I know it's WrestleMania week, and Cody's kind of said that's Vince's week, and I respect Cody for going that way, but, you know, it's wrestling week. I mean, you're going out there this week, and I know you're not going to really any other WWE event other than the ROH Japan show, but, I mean, if you could, if it's a lot easier to access, you try to see some of the other matches, the other shows. It's not very easy, unfortunately.
I don't want to rush. New York's so big, yeah. I don't want to bounce around here, there, and everywhere. I want to see a lot of New York, so it's, it's one of those things where it'd be nice, but I just think that this is another example of WWE being stupid, and you've just created a ton more buzz for Janela.
Yeah, I think it's huge for Janela to have that, and I like that they're still letting him have what they want. Like, he's still being able to have his little independent shows and then do AEW, and that's the thing I love about AEW.
Yeah, they're not creatively smothering people.
I agree. Also, so we have a little bit of Meltzer on the SmackDown Live title situation. So according to the Wrestling Observer, the plan going into last night was for Asuka to face the winner in the multi-person match, but a decision was made by Vince McMahon just hours before the show to scrap it and have Charlotte win the SmackDown Women's title. Well, WWE has not even officially decided how the women's match is going to play out yet with the titles. It is expected to only have Ronda's title on the line. And the plan now, though, is to end the show with Becky with the Raw title, Sasha and Bayley take titles, and then Charlotte with the SmackDown title. They have the horsewomen in the show holding their titles up.
But why would Becky and Charlotte share a...
I don't know. There's the idea that maybe they team up and beat Ronda together, and then that leads to the match next year of them versus the Horsewoman.
Okay.
Because you're probably going to need a year for the other two to get their stuff together, because they're very green.
Yeah.
So I don't know if a year does it, but that's the plan right now, is to have the Horsewoman close the show.
Interesting. So
I don't hate that idea.
No, that'll be neat. That'll be neat. Fireworks going off.
I hope Becky gets her moment first.
Yeah.
Before they all come in, especially Charlotte, which makes no sense, but sure.
Why not?
Okay, a few news and notes, and then we'll get out of here. Lucha Underground. All those performers, we're not going to list them all off because we're a little short on time, but all the performers are now free to go wherever they want to. If they want to, they're not suing the company anymore. They've been free of their contracts. And probably the most important out of all those is famous dick wrestler Joey Ryan.
Well, now he's just got to find a little blonde girl to protect him.
And as long as he keeps his glasses on.
Yeah, that's
true. So no one can see him.
Clark Kent.
We have a pregnancy, Joel.
We do.
JoJo Offerman.
So there'll be a little Bray running around the world?
Well, at least Bray's in something and on something. Superstar Billy Graham says Kofi Kingston should not be WWE champion, and it would be a total joke. Because he's 145 pounds, and that makes no sense. And the fact that it's Bryan and Kofi for the WWE title at WrestleMania, Vince has lost his mind and doesn't know what the business is anymore.
Well, Vince has lost his mind. Well, you can make an argument Vince never had his mind to begin with, begin this crazy adventure.
It's funny watching that Kenny Omega doc with the vanilla midget comment that Kevin Nash made all those years ago. And here's Superstar Billy Graham's done it with that old school mentality where this is like, well, this is what the fans want. They don't want the big jacked idiot guys wrestling if they're not good at having a match. And don't get me wrong, there's big jacked guys that can wrestle. Brock, Roman, Drew.
Keith those Lee, guys are there. Walter.
Yeah, there's guys. Dijon. Those guys are there. Yeah. But.
Big Cass.
Where is he right now?
I don't know. I think he's wrestling on the indies. I think he got medically cleared from everything, so he's now wrestling on the indies, I believe.
And then finally, the lineup for WWE Access is out, Joel, so really, really quickly, and then we will get out of here, because we're not going to talk about this on our WrestleMania preview, and we'll give you a rundown of what we're doing next week for the preview. So, on the Thursday, for autographs, if you want to go there, you have Ember Moon, the injured Ember Moon, Ali... Not Mustafa Ali anymore. He's Ali. No comment, Joel?
Carry on.
Joe, Lucha House Party, Mandy, Corbin, Bliss, Aleister Black, Jinder, Shelton, WWE Legends, Superstars from NXT and 205. On the Friday, You have AOP, Beth, Drew, Zelina, Rusev, Ruby, Sting. Sting will be there. So Sting will be at StarCast, and he will be there signing autographs. Nakamura, Mandy, Lacey Evans, who was not on Raw or SmackDown.
She didn't get to walk up and down the ramp.
No. And then Legends. Also on the Friday, Rey, Sonya, Trish, The Usos, Hardys, Joe again, Ember again, Apollo, Elias, Kurt, Legends. Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 12, you have Titus, Bliss, Andrade, KO, Alicia Fox, R-Truth, Sammy, The Revival, Rowan, Mark Henry is there as well. And then also on Saturday, 1 to 5, Lacey, Kurt, Black, Lana, Velveteen, Beth, Shinsuke, Liv, Sarah Morgan, Gargano, Ricochet. Continuing on Saturday, Sammy, Finn, Bay Bay, The Bar, Tony Storm, Leo Rush, Velveteen, Dream, Bianca Belair, Nikki Cross, Harper. Those two I'm not familiar with, this Nikki Cross and this Harper. And did he change his name to not... His name is Harper. Did we know this?
Yeah, we heard about this a while ago.
Did we? I did not. So his name is not Luke Harper, it's just Harper?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew when he was in the Bludgeons, it was Rowan and Harper. But now his name is... Because I just thought that was just whatever, right? So he's no longer Luke Harper. He's just Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And then on Sunday, Ruby Riott, Kevin Nash, Ivory, Pete Dunne, Sami Zayn, Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, which I'm surprised at after saying he wouldn't re-sign with the company, Cedric Alexander, Lana, and then also on the Monday... You have Carmella, R-Truth, Shinsuke Nakamura, Harlem Heat, Lita, Joe, The Iconics, Mandy Rose, Naomi. Man, they're really using Joe for this, eh?
But just use him in ring. That's all I ask.
My guess is that we... I lost my train of thought here. Is that that Joe match is going to be really good, for sure. And that also... At Access, we're going to get some of the NXT UK and NXT talent and probably 205 talent doing some kind of a tournament again that we like we saw previously, because guys like Jordan Devlin, for example, don't really seem to have a match. Keith Lee and Dijak is believed to go in the fight. Although, Keith Lee's hurt, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, Keith Lee is hurt.
So, that's unfortunate. So, Joel, next week's the road to WrestleMania. So, let's explain to everyone what's going down next week.
So... After this bright and shiny podcast with just positivity pouring out of it, we're going to be doing two podcasts. They'll be coming out the same day. Part one will be NXT TakeOver New York, and then it will be the MSG G1 Supercard. And then the other show will be exclusively to WrestleMania, and we will be previewing all of that. And then... As long as plans go, as everything goes together, there should be some on-location podcasts for Mania Week of the three shows that I'll be at. And, I will probably need a wrestling break after that.
Yeah, so again, we will have hopefully we're hoping to have a three-man pod with Mo. Obviously, Mo has a really busy schedule, so hopefully we're lucky enough to get him on the pod. And then Joel's going to be on site. With what he has, I may add a pod here and there. You can catch those on the Fresh Take side, possibly Stick Boy side. We'll figure it out for everyone so you can get the both sides of his opinion. But the key ones are going to be that Joel's going to be on site, seeing NXT, seeing New Japan, and seeing WrestleMania, and then enjoy New York and not bothering with Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I mean, I could buy my words on this. I think it's going to be a pretty dull Raw and SmackDown, and it's weird because the hype going into Raw for Mania will be interesting, and they're going against the national championship, and I mean, the way the ratings have gone, it'll be really interesting. And then the week after that, we have more fun wrestling talk because then it's the international draft.
Yay, in Montreal.
In Montreal. So Kevin Owens returns, and there's, like we said, the Shield match plugged. So next week, we'll have one podcast, NXT and Japan preview. and everything else in between for all the other events. We'll try, like TNA has the Lucha Brothers versus RVD and Sabu. So we'll talk about all those little things, all the independent shows, NXT Japan, and then one separate pod that's just about WrestleMania, the show. So big week next week here on Stick Boy and a We Talk podcast, and we are looking forward to having you all join us on this epic ride, and then Joel giving us his on-site reviews. So everyone, thank you for listening to the pod. We did a review on the Kenny Omega doc. Make sure you go check it out. It was a phenomenal documentary to watch and a much happier tone podcast. And everyone, thank you for listening. And until next time, cheers.
So I'm sorry. There's breaking news. I've gotten word. Your name is now just Arbuthnot. My name is Johnson. It's gotten us. And Mo is still just Mo.
Oh. I've got him breaking news, Joel. I'm just not your son. I've got him breaking news. I'm T. You're just N.
They're just gonna mark the wrestlers with alphabets.
Okay, no, they're going back to just the last names. All right, well, I guess until next time, I'm Arbuthnot, and until next time, Johnson, cheers.
That's it.
Enjoy the day, people.